KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Rain and 47. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, April 25th. News sponsored by Physician House Calls, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Off and on rain throughout the day today, and we should see highs in the mid to upper 50s, but rainy and windy for the most part. Just a trace of rain so far here in downtown Chickasha. Less than a tenth of an inch of rain since the rain started about 5 o'clock this morning. A longtime Grady County official retiring. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
If you or a family member find it hard to go to the doctor, now a medical professional will come to your home. Physician House Calls serves homebound individuals with all the same services a clinic provides. Andrea Roberts is the newest member of the Physician House Calls team.
We'll schedule a time for a visit at your convenience, and you don't have to spend any time in a waiting room.
Physician House Calls, your home, your doctor. Go online to housecallsok.com or call 405-896-8058.
After more than four decades of working at the Grady County Courthouse, County Clerk Sharon Shoemake retiring. Shoemake made the formal announcement at this week's Grady County Commissioners meeting. Shoemake was just 22 years old when she started at the courthouse back in 1977, and she's been the county clerk for 22 of those 41 years. Shoemake's last day on the job will be next Tuesday. Jill Locke will take over the county clerk's post and will fill out the remaining years on that term. A middle school instructor named Teacher of the Year for the Chickasha School District, Michael Voiles, picking up the honor yesterday. Voiles, a language arts teacher in his third year of teaching in the Chickasha School District. He was selected by a panel of school administrators and teachers. Voiles now eligible to compete for State Teacher of the Year honors. Chickasha police credit a tip from an attentive resident for the arrest of a suspect accused of stealing a motorcycle. A witness noticing a neighbor's motorcycle being loaded into a pickup. This was just after midnight Monday morning, 1300 block of South 15th. The witness called authorities with a description of the truck, a tag number, and direction of travel. It wasn't long before police had the suspect in custody. Authorities arrested 29-year-old Nathan Todd Dobson, who has a history with Chickasha police. He was just arrested a couple of weeks ago and charged with a misdemeanor drug offense. He was also arrested back in February, charged with a felony drug charge. Dobson also arrested back in 2012 and charged with felony drug possession. Court records say he successfully completed a drug court program for that offense. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A Caddo County teen hospitalized after being brutally assaulted and dumped in a trash bin. While he recovers, two brothers have been arrested and formally charged in connection with the attack. 27-year-old Ryle Guevara and 23-year-old Adrian Guevara, both of Carnegie, facing a felony charge of aggravated assault. Formal charges filed in Caddo County District Court in Anadarko earlier this week. The incident happened in Carnegie earlier this month. A probable cause affidavit indicates the unidentified teen suffered serious head injuries. He was first taken to the hospital in Carnegie, then airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. It's unknown if the teen is still hospitalized. A huge turnout for the OERB STEM Night program at Chickasha High School last night. Hundreds of students from the region, from kindergarten through high school, had the opportunity to see a number of groups that use science, technology, engineering, and math. In their fields, the OERB presented about $20,000 in grants to school districts in the region, including Chickasha, Tuttle, Minco, AMPO, Friend, Verdon, Ninnakah, Pioneer, Rush Springs, Alec, and Anadarko. While much of Oklahoma getting some much-needed rain, the rain did not come in time for many grain producers. The lack of rain this winter affected many crops planted last fall. Producers might be able to recoup some of their losses through USDA's Livestock Forage Program. Amanda Tye is with the Caddo County Farm Service Agency.
Grady County has qualified for wheat pasture and small grains, plus cool season grasses. Caddo County has qualified for wheat pasture, cool season grasses, and warm season grasses, including native pasture.
Producers should contact their local FSA office for information. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down yesterday to $67.70 a barrel. London-based Brent crude dips to $75.47. Natural gas up a bit to $2.78 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,325. Silver, $16.63. Our weather forecast calling for rain much of the day today, maybe an occasional thunderstorm, expecting probably about a half an inch of rain or so when it's all said and done. And right now, it's raining in 47. We are expecting a high in the upper 50s for later on today. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, in a couple of games that lived up to their billing, number 3-ranked USAO and number 5-ranked Oklahoma City University softball teams split a doubleheader in Sooner Athletic Conference play at OCU last night. OCU won the first game 1-0, scoring the only run in the bottom of the sixth inning. USAO won the second game 2-1 on a sixth inning two-run home run from Randa Hatter. The two teams split the four games they played during the regular season. OCU hangs on to the top spot in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings with a one-game lead over USAO. Each team has just two conference games remaining in the regular season. They will be the top two seeds in the upcoming Sooner Athletic Conference tournament. The two teams keep their lofty rankings in the latest NAIA softball poll out yesterday. USAO stays at number 3, picking up 501 votes. Oklahoma City University stays at number 5 with 469 points. The 8th-ranked USAO baseball team picked up a couple of non-conference wins yesterday in the Lone Star State. The Drovers in Grand Prairie, Texas, and scored a 6-2 win over Arlington Baptist, and they defeated LSU Alexandria 6-4. The wins are the Drovers' 37th and 38th wins of the year. USAO will cap off their regular season with a 3-game Sooner Athletic Conference series with Baycone College this weekend, game 1 in Muskogee tomorrow. Then USAO will wrap up their regular season games at home with a doubleheader on Saturday. The Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball team has a short trip for their bi-district baseball tournament. The Chicks will travel to Elgin for a best-of-3 series with the Owls. The Chicks finished the regular season at 9-21, last place in District 4A1. The Owls are 20-12. They finished third in District 4A2. The two teams will play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 2:30. The if-necessary game would be Friday. Anadarko will travel to Paul's Valley for their bi-district. Newcastle goes to Cash, and Bridge Creek will head out to Weatherford. The CHS tennis teams had some success at the Lawton Mac tournament yesterday for the boys. Brandon Nottingham won the consolation championship at number 1 singles. Linus Brunel finished 4th at number 2 singles. Grant Kopaczynski and Dante Givens were consolation champions at number 1 doubles, while Noah Middleton and Carson Crumrine 4th at number 2 doubles. For the girls, Leticia Romero placed 7th in number 1 singles. High school soccer playoffs start this week. The Chickasha Fightin' Chicks travel to Bethany for their opener with the Broncos on Friday. And USAO will host the first round of a 4A girls soccer tournament to Friday night when Elgin will play Bethany game time at 6:30. Oklahoma City Thunder needs a win tonight to extend its season. The Thunder host Utah in Game 5 of their first-round Western Conference playoff series tonight. The Jazz lead the series 3-1, game time at 8:30. Golden State moves on to the second round after they beat San Antonio last night, and Philadelphia advances into the Eastern Conference playoff second round with their win over Miami last night. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Physician House Calls.